Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, May the 18th. The grains closed lower with July corn down 5.5 cents, closing at 366. July beans down 31 cents, closing at 944.75. And July wheat down 1¼ cents, closing at 425.75. Obviously, the concerns about the Brazilian president sent the grain sharply lower. Interesting, the Brazilian real has rallied off its lows here by about a penny, but still under significant pressure. There's rumors that the president is going to resign tonight. We haven't seen confirmation of that, but apparently there's some pretty damning tapes out there of him accepting bribes. And I think part of the pressure in the real was that it was going to cause a major constitutional crisis. If he resigns, I think that helps minimize the problem out there, but it's still not good and the market isn't taking it well any way you look at it. We'd have to see the real come right back tomorrow to negate the bullishness of today's action, which certainly seems unlikely. So the beans down 31 cents. We got down to 942.75. We closed 2 cents off the lows. There's support at 941.25 and again at 940.25. Those are the two most recent lows in the last year in July beans. If we close under 939, that would open up the door certainly for some lower prices out here. It's hard to believe that, you know, this week we had one of the best closes we've had in, you know, a month and a half. And then the next day we have one of the worst closes. Certainly the volatility has picked up here the last 2 days, but it's really not the kind of volatility you want to see with the market strong, 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 and then giving it all back in 1 day. Very tough day here. The meal and oil were both sharply lower. Meal down 780, oil down 71 ticks. So they hit, you know, all these markets here today, despite the problems with the American presidential election. Now, the Dow Jones is back up 130 today. It's rallied as much as 200 points off of its lows, but I still think there's a lot of concern out here about what's going to happen with President Trump and the Congress, and certainly the Democrats are going to push for some kind of impeachment or something. That, even if they don't get it, they're going to talk about it and just keep them in the hot seat as long as they possibly can. So all of this is, you know, causing this volatility in the market. I expect it to last here for a while, but certainly unless we see something really positive with the Brazilian currency or something else really positive with the American markets, this was a pretty deep blow in these beans here today. If we have a Friday close under 939, I think it indicates that there could be more selling ahead. The weather, we're going to have more rains Friday night into Saturday in the Midwest. I don't think it's going to be that disruptive. Certainly where it rains, it'll slow things down. But I think the American farmers done a great job of getting these crops planted. And I don't think we're going to be really behind the averages at all out here when it's all said and done. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.